When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. What do you guys want to talk about? July 26, 2023. Welcome to Fightful. If this is your first time here, we're so happy to have you. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Subscribe as we are getting really close to that 100,000 mark. And if you like this show, you're going to like what we do at 100,000 because today's show is dictated by Super Chats and Humper Chats. If you're not familiar with Super Chats or Humper Chats, here at youtube.com/Fightful, you can donate Super Chats and get your question and statement read on the air. You can also go to humperchats.com and get your question or statement in. This largely is dictated by your conversation and what you guys want to talk about. If you guys want to hang out here for 5 minutes and not send any, that's fine. We'll hang out 5 minutes and then we'll go do our post show on FightfulSelect.com. But let me tell you the benefits of FightfulSelect.com. It allows you to get Q&A shows every week. You get exclusive news every single day. In fact, right after this show, we're going to have news on Kevin Owens. We're going to have news on Liv Morgan and Dustin Rhodes' contract. He had mentioned in December that his contract was going to be up in July. We've got a definitive answer to that right now. So get your super chats, get your humper chats in. We've also got the 100,000 show coming up very, very soon. Whenever we hit 100,000, I'm going to do an absolutely free Q&A here on youtube.com/Fightful. No super chats, humper chats, anything like that. I'll just answer the best of questions that I got. But you get those Q&As every single week over at FightfulSelect.com. So get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. We've got Piledriver Finisher saying, look, I'm a Doja fan too, but I got to know why Sean is so obsessed. Listen, I appreciate your support, but that's kind of a weird question. Like, I'm about as casual of a Doja Cat fan as it gets. I'm going to go to her concert in December. That's about it. I don't think that anything could sort of highlight the casual nature of that fandom any more than the fact that Denise knew whatever the latest drama with her was, and I didn't. So I'm not sure why you've sent that twice now, including the other night. But we also had a super chat saying, when do we think that the Endeavor WWE merger is going to be complete? I think by the end of the year. I don't have that for sure, but the original presser said before the end of the year. A reminder, guys, if you're asking questions, you get them in like this person did with a super chat. That's how they get answered on this show. As far as the Endeavor deal goes, it's a matter of tidying up a lot of stuff, and you gotta make sure that everything's in order there, especially when you're launching a new company. Piledriver Finisher says, right, it's a bit odd that a Kentucky boy is into her. No shade. That what? What are you talking about? Like, people, I don't get this, man. Listen, I appreciate you coming by, but that is very unusual. You can't believe that a major pop star has fans in Kentucky? Lexington, Kentucky? What are we doing here, friend? Michael Luna says, just want to show some support. Really appreciate Fightful. Hey, I appreciate you, Michael. You Supporting this show goes a long way. It's how we're able to do this. We are largely publicly funded. I'll stop. You should. I've got a major conflict here. I don't know if I'm going to stay home and watch the Bengals-Jaguars game on December 4th or if I'm going to go to Columbus to that Doja concert. Where's Wendy Chu? Is she injured? I haven't heard of an injury, but they've been keeping some of that stuff at the PC a little bit closer to the vest than they used to. I think that Wendy Chu should be called up immediately. I think that she has done all that she can do in NXT, or they're at least willing to do in NXT. And she hasn't wrestled that much since like mid-February. She had been getting looks on main event. She wrestled Tamina and won, by the way, late last year. She wrestled Dana Brooke and then won in February. And then ever since then, she wasn't really featured on NXT a lot. She was on Level Up a little bit. I don't know if you figured out the formula on Level Up, but largely those matches have about like 5-minute limits on them. When you watch like Level Up or BTI or stuff like that, you're going to realize, oh, these matches are all going like 5 minutes, 7 minutes, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, it's a formulaic thing, but I think she should be up on the main roster. I said long ago, I think she could be the Santino of the main roster, and I think that would be a good thing. Your mission, praise PME, the tag team, if you mean the Philly Marino experience. I think a lot of the Philly Marino experience, and I'll tell you ways that some people stand out to me. I was up in Cleveland and I put out a call and I said, hey, I'll be up in Cleveland. Love to do some interviews with somebody. You had Gregory Iron reach out and he did everything he could to make that work. I reached out to Josh Prohibition, but I had Marino Tenaglia reach out to me as well. And I did one with him and it's still up on our site. And we had the great background of that training situation. It was really cool. And I think they're very good, very charismatic. I was so happy to see them at the Black Label Pro show that I did, where I did the little spot with Shaza. I think a lot of them. Asked you this on Twitter. Do you know anything about Santana and Ortiz being used as proud and powerful again in AEW? I talked to Santana a little bit recently. He's not spilling the beans. Brent Lockman says, have Santana and Ortiz always been listed as proud and powerful on the roster site, or is that something new? I never noticed them not being. I'm gonna see what I can sort of find out there, but I don't remember them not being listed as that, but maybe somebody knows a little bit different, but I'll check it out right now, actually. But I kind of mentioned to Santana, I was like, will you come back already? I'm getting sick of everybody asking questions about you. And he said, oh, that's for the best. That's what I like. And I think he's about good to go. I had heard that he was supposed to be at a recent Collision, like to be backstage or something like that. But he said that wasn't necessarily the case. That wasn't accurate. So I trust him more than I trust I think it was internal, the travel itinerary. But if he never got the details to go there, he never got the details to go there. I hope to God they patch it up, or they have patched it up. Because when they came over from Impact, there were a lot of people saying, including myself, like, is this the best tag team in the world? And we haven't necessarily got to see that because of everything else that they've been associated with. And they've done great tag work, like Best Friends. Their match with them in the parking lot was one of the best things I ever saw. It was incredible. It was special. It was amazing. But there are also some things that, you know, are beyond the control of fans and just simply the desire to want them to see back together. But I hope they are, because I don't think they've ever had their real run. Cora Jade's booking has been frustrating since her heel turn. Wins one, loses one, can't win a feud. Took Dana and a rookie to beat her. Unfortunately, got to look at kind of who's around there and who has said that 50-50 booking is okay. and who has said, oh, yeah, well, wins and losses don't really matter. And that is unfortunate and sometimes frustrating, often frustrating, mind you. And I don't agree with that. I think that you got to do that. I do think it doesn't matter as much in NXT as it matters in the main roster, because we have seen people that have had completely underwhelming NXT runs go up to the main roster and have really, really outstanding runs, and vice versa. People that had great runs in NXT and they were pushed to the moon, and then all of a sudden they get called up and they lose in 2 minutes. So some of it matters, some of it doesn't.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Have you heard on if we will see any returns of any wrestlers not on TV post SummerSlam? I don't know about post SummerSlam or at SummerSlam. I'm working on one very soon, on an update on a major talent that'll be on FightfulSelect.com. We posted the thing about Bray. I know that people were getting others up in arms and saying like, oh, like posting Bray teasers and all that. But I look at the state of the roster and I'm like, okay, Kofi should be back somewhat soon. Orton, I don't know, working on it. Bray Wyatt still waiting to get cleared. Big E, we don't know if he's going to be back. Like, there are some why the hell hasn't Lashley been used more than what he has been used? I think we're going to find, hopefully we find out as per this storyline that he's got, but they've dropped so many storylines since Vince sort of came back into the fold. Carmella's out for the year. Alexa's out for the year, so you're not going to see them. Robert Roode's out for the year. There's not a lot otherwise. Elias, where the hell's he at? There's not a lot otherwise. Dakota's probably going to be out for the rest of the year. So it's those big four that we're looking at. Bray, Randy, Kofi, and Big E. Any news for a Candice or Tegan push? No. Dexter's been twiddling his thumbs too. Tegan, there were those reports that I had never heard anything about around Money in the Bank, where people said, oh, well, not people. I know who said it. Someone tweeted or posted, oh, she's due for a push after Money in the Bank. I hadn't heard anything about that in the cards. Candice is set to team with Indy. It's just a matter of when. Trey, I don't see a chat from you, but I'm looking. But I just want to say thank you anyway for this. And if I happen to see you send a chat, I will read it. Do you think Sunday could be the last NXT match for Dragunov? I do. We've got the teases of Giovanni Vinci being out of Imperium. I think that could be a bit of a hint, but I don't know if, like, I feel like Gunther saying, I got my most formidable opponent to be on my side, could be very, very good. I think that would be really great. I think that would be an excellent introduction for him. But also, I don't think you need to sacrifice Vinci by bringing in Dragunov either. I don't think it's necessary. How recent is the AEW banned moves list? How long have wrestlers known about it? A lot of wrestlers found out about it when I posted it. There were some that hadn't even checked their email to see it, but it was dropped the week of when I dropped it. People were told about it then, and there were some that were like, this isn't true. And then they checked their email, and they're like, oh, my God, this is true. Nobody really overreacted or anything like that. I didn't hear anything negative out of the company or anything out of the talent. So, I don't think that that is necessarily something that has upset anybody or anything like that. National Cody Fan Club Association says, any news on a proud and powerful return? I'm hoping so. Ortiz hasn't been doing much lately either. Hey, SRS, does WWE have plans to reschedule any shows that were canceled because of COVID? We had tickets for a house show in Tupelo, Mississippi in 2020. Kim, did you ever get a refund for those? Like, did you pay for those and then they not honor those? Otherwise, I think they just completely reset their cycle. But if you tell me that you have paid for a ticket and never got to go and they never refunded you, well, I'm sure they're going to do something for you there. With Roosh, do you see a singles push or as a team? I think he wants to be a babyface really badly, but I think he's going to be in a group. But I had heard he had leaned towards wanting to be a bit of a babyface. SRS, how much is Punk involved in Collision Creative? Heyman Doc on the network said that he taught Punk how to format a show and said Punk is smart. So this is, we're talking like way, 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 way back, like 17 years ago, Heyman was doing that. And Punk would sit in on a lot of that stuff at OVW. A lot of that stuff has changed since then too, but Punk very clearly fancies himself as a leader in a lot of senses. So at Brawl Out, he said, I've got a business to run here. He has obviously taken himself to say, I want this talent on Collision. I want this talent. I want this talent. Some that he doesn't want on there from what I understand, and has been pretty steadfast in the vision that he wants to employ for Collision. He led that talent meeting ahead of Collision a few weeks ago that we wrote about on FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business. Please subscribe. Where they wanted, he specifically wanted to differentiate Collision in many ways. I think Punk is very smart about that type of stuff. I think that he has a specific idea of what a wrestling show that he's on would and should look like. And I think that there are an awful lot of people, especially people that aren't typical AEW fans, that look at that and they go, okay, maybe that's the type of wrestling that I like. Maybe that's the type of wrestling that I enjoy. Maybe he gets me. So I think that there's some reasonability behind that, but also there's some where I look at and I go, okay, we'll see how this pans out. KE775 says, with Minnesota a leading contender to get Mania, per FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. Please subscribe. Being a leading contender to get Mania in 2025, do you think we see the Indianapolis Colts Stadium, Lucas Oil Stadium get future consideration? Yes, I do. So WrestleMania was there when in like 92? Was it 91 or 92 that they were there? I think it was 92. I think they were in the Hoosier Dome 92. And we're talking like around then, between 91 and 2000, it was the only WrestleMania in a stadium, and it did really, really good. That was the year that probably should have done Flair Hogan, but they did Ric Flair, Savage, and Hogan, Sid Justice. Which I think that Savage and Sid Justice would have been great as well. I hope so. I love Indianapolis. I'm going there for the pay-per-view later this year. I'm going to do some work there. But also, everything is an easy walk. It's an easy travel city. You can bring in people from a whole lot of different areas there as well. Drivable. Very drivable. There's a lot of airports within a decent amount of time there. But, yeah. By the way, if you send trolling super chats, you are absolutely wasting your money. I will not read them. Will not acknowledge them. about the ban list. Could insurance be the reason? Sure, I know insurance would be the reason for some things they do and don't do. I haven't heard that WBD had any specific input on that, like a lot of people speculated or suggested. But I think there's a lot of things. I think that they want wrestler safety. I think that they want to encourage wrestlers to not take those moves on the indies as well. I think there are several reasons for that, and it has to do with protecting their investments. Why isn't Athena on AEW more? Because right now she's an AEW star, right? Right now she's an ROH star, rather, not an AEW star. She's on there occasionally, like the Owens semifinal. Forbidden Door was a bit of a different approach because that was the Owen tournament as well. But other than that, we haven't seen her really featured on AEW TV since like March, I think. And she was doing Dark a bunch then, but that's when there was, you know, the awkward period of them being like, okay, let's promote ROH to this Dark crowd as well. But she's an ROH star. That's what she's doing right now. What are the booking strategies for Katana and Kayden, Alba and Isla in the women's tag division? I'll tell you the answer to that. There are none. It's the same old song and dance. There are no booking strategies for the women's tag team division. Show up, get a little bit of a push, say, I want a title shot, and then you get a title shot. It's pretty much it. They have not given any real story to supplement that division. You've got Alba and Isla, Katana and Kayden, and just like no way to really develop them. And occasionally you'll have like the video, right? Like you'll have the videos that highlight them and you go, oh yeah, them, they're on the roster. Cool. And then they'll wrestle and then nothing. And then nothing. What are we like? Put together some more teams. Like what is keeping them from doing more teams? I don't understand it. Andy says, is Cody now the best promo in wrestling? His delivery is immaculate and he's displaying tremendous range weekly. Prediction, Bray returns to cost him. I think getting Cody involved with Bray stuff is not an idea I would go for. I wouldn't do that at all. No. Oh, man, listen. I like Bray Wyatt, the performer. I like Bray Wyatt, the person. I do not generally like Bray Wyatt, the creative, for a lengthy period of time. I think there are always some good ideas and some things that are put forward. And then I'm like, oof, okay. Cody Rhodes is a fantastic promo. It's just so funny what a change of scenery will do for you. And he made the right call. Isaac says, do you think there's a chance Dustin shows up in WWE at some point? If he leaves AEW, I feel like him getting added to Cody's story would be icing on the cake. So we will have a definitive update on Dustin Rhodes' contract status immediately following this show on FightfulSelect.com. Said that his deal was up in July of 2023. We have a very, very definitive update. And I would say yes, I think there is an absolute possibility, or very, very real possibility that Dustin Rhodes shows up when his AEW deal is up. And I don't know where he views his home, et cetera, et cetera. You never know what kind of offers will be made. He's had plenty of returns to WWE. He has generally kept that relationship very, very good. I'm positive he's going to be a Hall of Famer one day as well. I think that there is a real possibility of that. And as we look at Dustin Rhodes right now, gosh, it's so weird because I've never known wrestling without Dustin Rhodes. He's 54 now. He'll be 55 next year. And any contract that he would do around then would carry him into that. And he's still doing it, man. He's still working. But he said that this year was going to be his last year. We'll see if that holds up because a lot of business opportunities can arise. When will we see a big program involving LA Knight? Hopefully soon, man. Him not being in that U.S. title match is weird. Very weird. KE775 says, is Miro back in the same spot he was in before? Yep, pretty much. Squash matches without any real direction. It's unfortunate. He did some pre-tapes a while back too. I don't know what happened to those. I know one of them aired, but Jamal said, I can't wait for Okada Ospreay tomorrow. Yeah, I mean, I know this G1 meant a lot to Okada. Like, he was saving some bullets in that Forbidden Door match because he didn't want to go into Forbidden Door banged up. And this is the type of match that you save those bullets for, Okada and Ospreay. Is the push for LA Knight going to happen? It should. It should. Like, if you're not pushing this guy at this point, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's somebody who doesn't believe just trying to enforce whatever it is they don't believe. And he's been wrestling for like 20 years, but he's been very, very smart about the way that he works. He's been very smart about the way that he presents himself, and he's got over as a result. He is a humongous baby face right now. And this is a company that just kind of is like, will we book him as a baby face? Yeah, I think we will, but we just won't necessarily do anything. Okay. It's time to do something, man. Mr. Acosta says, SummerSlam looks to have almost 10 matches confirmed and still some to confirm. Any fears on matches being short and moved to SmackDown? I think some of them will be moved to SmackDown. I think some of them won't appear on this pay-per-view. They have really, really seemed to enjoy their sweet spot of 7-8 matches. And I was told that was done intentionally. Even last year at SummerSlam, they had 8 matches on the whole show. Then they went to Clash at the Castle, 7 matches, including one on a pre-show. Like, they're very particular about not necessarily doing too many extreme rules. 6 matches. I think them doing 8 matches would be a lot compared to what they've done in the past. So, yeah, I think that some of them could get moved. How do you see Cody Reigns 2 going down without Cody needing to win the Rumble again? Asking with the idea that the brand split still matters. It's scripted, so they can create any reason they want. They can say the winner of so-and-so match can challenge for any title that they want. And then all of a sudden, well, there you go. You've got a reason. They create the ladder that goes up to that, right? They create the stipulations and the reasons. That's why whenever like you see a match with two people and you know it's not going to have a good finish because neither one can lose, and people go, what did you expect, man? Neither one of these guys can lose. Well, you don't got to book the match every time. They create the rules. So there's any number of hurdles. They're not going to do this. They could announce a Royal Rumble on Monday for Raw and say the winner gets a shot at any title they want. They could do with the Elimination Chamber and say the winner gets to choose a championship match, or the winner gets a shot at the other championship. There's a lot of ways you can go for that. Pasco says, joining late, any update on Jade? Chances of a women's run and a face turn for her? A face turn was absolutely discussed from what I heard. I just don't know if that's happening imminently or if it's going to be down the line. But she was always planning on taking some time off. As FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. Please subscribe. As we reported ahead of or around Double or Nothing, that was her plan. She wanted to take some time off and put Chris Statlander over on the way out. And I thought, oh, well, that's a nice way to debut or bring her back and she'll have a program. And it's like, no, she was leaning like she was going to be a baby face upon her return. But that was then. Bridget says, which show do you think Danhausen will go to when he comes back? So I haven't seen a ton of comedy on Collision. But, and also, a lot of Danhausen's buddies are on Dynamite. However, Bridget, thank you very much for the generous super chat. You're always so great to us, Bridget. Punk and Danhausen are very clearly buddies. I mean, for the love of God, like, Punk wore Danhausen's boots before the Brawl Out match. it's hard for me to think that they wouldn't put him on Collision. And I think that Punk would probably, and this is an assumption, would probably push for him to show more of a serious edge too. Like, we've seen teases of that, like, oh, possibly doing House of Black stuff and then showing that vicious edge to him. Because right now the story is Danhausen is a goof and he can wrestle, but his XP isn't quite up there. You know what I mean? So I think we're going to see Danhausen go to Collision, but he's going to be a guy that they probably like to use to pop up there and do an awful lot of stuff. Bridget, thank you so much. Do you think WWE is utilizing Dragon Lee like they should, or could they do better? Oh my God, they could do better. They could definitely do better. And I'm sure that's somebody that a lot of people are kind of looking at and going like, all right, where is the right move now that so-and-so is back, or now that things are the way they are? Now, he's having great matches. He's having really, really great matches, but God, I don't remember the last time he won a singles match. Like, has he won a singles match in NXT? I think he beat Nathan Frazier once. But other than that, I don't think he's won a singles match. I know they beat Los Lotharios in a tag match, but man. Yeah, they could use him better. I mean, right now, he's being used, like a lot of the luchadors are being used in AEW too, though, to put on bangers and lose. So it's hard for me to say like AEW would be any better. Any chance for Athena Statlander title for title at All In could open the door for women's tag titles? I don't think so. I think the ROH and Warner branding will largely stay separate. I don't think they're looking to consolidate any titles based on the number of women that they have there. I haven't heard that brought up or mentioned or anything like that as of yet. RoboCop says, want to shout out Chris Brooks recently becoming only the third foreign wrestler to hold the DDT top title after Generico and Kenny Omega, finishing his story that started when he was a kid. That is very, very cool to see. He's a guy that I'm kind of surprised didn't get more looks than what, or assuming, right? Like, just a unique looking dude, a unique performing dude. And I think that's very, very cool. I think that's incredibly cool. I want to hold the Iron Man Heavy Metal Weight Championship at some point. That's what I want. What do we got here? Noel says, what do you think the prospect of MJF Cole possibly splitting on Collision this Saturday? A lot of fans want it to continue, but it makes sense for MJF to forgo what the fans want. Pinnacle? If they would have put this match on All In, Noel, I wouldn't have batted an eye. I'd have been like, hell yeah, man. As I look at the All In card and what I think they'll do, I think this Darby and Swerve match will lead to something. I think we'll have Punk doing something. Omega, I know what Omega was set for, but I don't know. It can't happen. I'm pretty sure I know the Jericho match. FightfulSelect.com. We'll have news on that. I look at MJF versus Cole and FTR. Maybe they finally get that Bucks match. That's what I think is going to happen. So I do think that split's going to go down. Like, in my head, I was just trying to cook it up. Sorry for the dead air, but I think that's probably what they're going to do. I think it's what they're going to do. Tom Talks Rubbish says, thank you for my amazing cameo. It's really helped calm my nerves. Haven't missed an interview since. Nothing but love. Yeah, guys, I don't promote this a lot, but I'm on Cameo. If you want to get like words of encouragement, you want me to bury somebody, you want me to answer some questions, even like these in a more private setting, or if you want me to do announcements for like your eFed, Figure Fed, anything like that, I'm on Cameo, and 100% of the proceeds go to charitable causes. I don't keep any of the money that go to that. Any word on potential Edge future creative plans? I hadn't heard of anything substantial. I know that they wanted to bring him back and give Grayson Waller the rub, and they did that. But other than that, I haven't heard of anything extensive. Was it a mistake for Johnny Gargano to re-sign for WWE? I'm not sure what his other options were. I know that they had talked with other sides and other companies, but it was made very clear to me it wasn't going to Impact, and I don't know if AEW, I don't know what their interest level was. I think he would have fit in really, really great with like Chuck and Trent and Orange Cassidy. But as of right now, it's looking like it wasn't a great re-signing. They finalized Mania 40, Cody, LA Knight, Seth, Sammy, et cetera. This Bray Cody program might make or break, but Knight survived it. Agree? Ideas? I think that there's the possibility of a really great story with heelish Bray and babyface-ish Cody Rhodes. But I don't want to see Cody doing the, oh, I'm scared of the shadow thing. There are some things that Bray could say to Cody that could make for good promos. And I feel like they could pull it off. I think that as far as in the ring, that's where I'm like, okay, I haven't seen enough of Bray this run to know how that would go. You think Grayson Waller gets a segment at SummerSlam? Are there any plans for Edge at SummerSlam? Haven't heard of any plans for Edge, but I do think that Grayson Waller will get something at SummerSlam. Like, if they don't have anything for LA Knight, LA Knight beating him up. I mean, Grayson Waller is really, really good at getting heat and making you be like, haha, he got beaten up. Jake Kohler says, best $5 in the business. Let's get Fightful over 100K so SRS can get his play button. Yeah. I never thought that we would get to 100,000, and the short form content has helped us, like, without a doubt, like doing shorts. And we got a bunch of those. We post event footage, clips from interviews, clips from shows. We've been posting real fights in pro wrestling, a lot of stuff like that. We got a whole channel full of that at Fightful Scraps. So check that out as well. We're doing so much more on Facebook now as well, but let's get those Fightful Select numbers up too. We're breaking news over there every single day, my friends. Ray Santos, who wins and do they beat Theory? I think Ray wins, and Ray is the marquee-ish name that you put there, and I do think that he beats Theory. I think he should beat Theory. The Theory thing ain't working as is. Terry Allen Jr. says, fresh and creative in WWE, hire women would assist the atmosphere in the future. Some guys need to leave. If you mean like in creative, they have hired, there have been women in creative, but there are never enough. There just aren't enough. So I'm with you, Terry. I'm definitely with you there. Any chance AEW ever moves Collision away from Saturday to avoid college football in the UFC? Would they ever consider going head to head with WWE? I would be shocked if they considered going head to head with WWE, just like I'd be shocked now that anybody who has the TV rights of WWE would go head to head with AEW. Because for a while, NXT went head-to-head with AEW. Then USA Network was very much like, okay, that was fun. We really don't care about this silly little war that is costing us viewers. Let's move this to Tuesday night. We don't have anything on Tuesday nights. We're going to do better numbers. And they did. They had undivided attention. Things went a lot better. That audience, NXT has a very specific audience by and large, at least a vocal audience, like many wrestling shows. So it'd be a WBD decision if that were the case. I would wish for SRS versus Yoshihiko, but I want you to live, Sean. We filmed skits when I was at Iron Fist Gym where catch wrestlers would have matches with like inanimate objects, like to show you that we could work with anybody. Jeff says, do you know if Drillistico is signed to AEW? I don't remember seeing an All Elite graphic. I know they were talking about getting him signed. His people were trying to make it happen. Joker says, I heard Deeb is with Marty Scurll. Could that be why she's off AEW? Will Roosh join Andrade? Could be tag champs. I do think Roosh will join Andrade, but Serena Deeb was with Marty Scurll for long before she got signed to AEW. That has nothing to do with why she's gone. In fact, I'm pretty sure that Marty Scurll is still on good terms with like Young Bucks and all that. I think he'd even been backstage at one point, and then they were like, maybe not a good idea. Sam Sharma says, Isn't Holiday's true and like-minded friend of MJF? Would love a reunion at AEW. When do you think Cole will realize he's dancing with the devil? I think Cole has always realized that he's dancing with the devil. I think Adam Cole knows and has always known that that he's dealing with this. And I think that he's one step ahead of MJF. With Holiday, hell yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, guys, Holiday's deal is up. Hammerstone's might be in a few months. I don't know the official details on that. That was a hell of a stable in MLW. I'm going to be interviewing Richard Holiday very, very soon. Forget Johnny. How bad was Candace re-signing with WWE? With the people she knows, she could have at least been the workhorse of a renewed division. You never know what people's internal motivations are. You never know what reasons they're given or what reasons they signed. But Candice LeRae has been on Raw, wrestled on Raw one time in the last 2 months. One time. Her matches, by the way, okay, since February, she wrestled Piper Niven 2.5 minutes. Chelsea and Sonya, 3 minutes. Candice LeRae and Zoe Stark, 2.5 minutes. I don't get it, man. She's good. Make this team happen. Let them show their personality. Do you think a stint in AEW could happen with Edge? Would be fun with the current iteration of Christian. Just don't know what team he'd use. Yeah, that's the interesting thing. He'd probably just use Adam Copeland. But yeah, I think it's possible. They were interested before. They were very, very interested before. So I think it is possible. Here's a funny thing. 2019, I'm at a Q&A for Edge and Christian. 3 miles from my house, Rupp Arena, Comic Con. And this fan goes, is there any chance you guys go to AEW? And a bunch of people scoffed at him like he was dumb because these guys were retired forever. Well, both of them ended up having talks with AEW and one went. Just Mask says, I love Knight, but am I alone in preferring they get Ray one more title run? Ray's work is insane for his age. Thanks, Sean. I'm from Litchfield, Kentucky. Well, hey, welcome, fellow Kentuckian. With Ray, at one point, his deal was supposed to be up in like the fall. I don't know if it's still up in the fall, but I'll work to find out. I'll work to get those details and find out if he has signed a new deal. I'm going to ask about that right now, actually. Maybe some injury time, something like that as well. But I wouldn't mind seeing Ray win that title. LA's got to do something, though. What's the word on AEW? House shows taking a break. Yeah, with the addition of Collision, I haven't heard of any being added. Eloquent says, why does only AEW get accused of a bloated roster? They certainly shouldn't. Now we're starting to see the things in WWE that we're seeing in AEW where people just have months off. I mean, in Miro and Scorpio's case, like a year off for when you're healthy, about 80% of that is wild. But now Johnny, listen to me. Look at me and listen to me, people. Johnny Gargano had a shoulder injury in January. He missed a few weeks. He came back. He re-aggravated it. He missed a few weeks in April. Missed like 3 weeks in April. Since then, he's been cleared. I don't care what any Twitter scoops are telling you. The man's cleared. He's healthy. He's been good to go since like late April. I know this to be a fact. Since late April, the guy's been healthy. Not being used. Don't understand it. Dexter not being used either. The reason why there's only one women's match per AEW TV show. When I asked a couple years ago, I was just told that it wasn't WBD or Warner Brothers at the time. I was told one of the things that Warner Brothers pushed for was actually more diversity as far as race as opposed to gender. But they wanted to see more Black and Latino talent featured, and that happened. I have never gotten a straight-up answer about the one women's match per AEW TV show, but I'm going to get one, damn it. I'm going to get one. Get in your super chats. Get in your Humper chats. We would greatly appreciate it. We still do have some Humper chats over at humperchats.com. What else do we got here? I think we're caught up on super chats. I believe so. But Humper chats over at humperchats.com. Bolton says, after a great Rhea Ripley match, Lyra Valkyria should now have a shot as a future NXT Women's Champion. What main roster stars do you think should go to NXT next? After Roxanne Blair's supermarket fight, what other 92,000 sequences should NXT homage? I'm so glad you brought this up. Anybody that has watched my show for an extended period of time has heard me say that if you're looking for some good story for the women's divisions, use some things that have happened in men's wrestling that have been hits. Gender changes a lot of things, so it can make things have a different dynamic. Shawn Michaels has really leaned into this. Usually it's him doing his own stuff, but I'm very, very happy to see that. As far as who on the main roster should go to NXT, I'll say specifically in the women's division, I'll always love Nikki going there. Nikki is very, very helpful to a lot of people. So I'll always look at her as one that's like, okay, yeah, that's a good idea. I think Charlotte popping up there, considering that that's the environment she came up in, is very good. I think it's important that you have people that developed and were recruited by NXT go there and sort of explain to people how things are different for them. Patrick says, do you know if WWE have invested in target practice at all? Seems like they keep shooting themselves in the foot. I was a little confused by that one. Clever. That was a good one. Max Power says, RIP Sinead O'Connor. Say what you want about Conor McGregor. That walkout with her at 189, seeing live, is one of the coolest things I got to witness in either MMA or wrestling. Have a great show. I was shocked they made that happen. Like, I don't think that Sinead O'Connor would have done that like present day if she knew a lot of stuff about Dana White, Conor McGregor then, but it was a special, special moment. Brent says, been watching the G1. They may just have to drag Kingston home. He looks so happy and he's killing it. His match versus Ishii was a masterpiece. So I'll like binge it, and I'll specifically ask people that are close to me that watch everything. And I'm like, hey, what do I need to watch? What do I need to prioritize? What do I need to make sure that I'm catching here? The Ishii match was really, really good. I thought by far the best of his run, because some of them, like the evil match was not good. Hanare match was all right. Sure. The Shingo match was very good, but the Ishii match was very good. And Ishii, what, like, anybody who saw me cover New Japan a few years ago, I wasn't like a big Ishii guy. Like, there's some of it, some of his work that I just adore, and there's some of it that I'm like, not for me. But I really liked that. I thought that was good stuff. We have a couple more Humper chats. A reminder, we are heading over to FightfulSelect.com after this. We're talking about Dustin Rhodes' contract. We're talking about a lot of stuff over there. Subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. The best $5 in the business. That's how we were able to bring you this show ad-free, was because of this. And please give us a like on Facebook. We would greatly appreciate that. We're going to have news this week on Moose's contract, a very, very different one in Impact Wrestling. We're going to have early notes on our interviews, a lot of stuff like that. So you get those well before anybody else does. Bill says, does Rebel still work for AEW? If so, why is she not on TV? I had heard that they wanted to have her off TV because of Britt being a babyface, but I don't know how true that is. She is still a talent at AEW. She's not in like the makeup chair, but she's still contracted. Do you think AEW being around caused WWE to raise their game regarding the stories in PLE, or would it have happened anyway? I think it definitely caused them to do a more substance-based storyline and create buzz in PLEs a lot more. Absolutely. I think without, even with competition, it was pretty bad. I mean, if you look back at after the summer of 2019, an abysmal series of creative situations. So just abysmal series of conversation or creative situations that they had there, just really, really bad. So I think that a lot of things AEW related, their success in pay-per-view, filling up buildings for their pay-per-views helped a lot too. Any talks to hard split ROH and AEW? Not that I've heard of. Bullet Club War Dogs growing on me, G1 has been great. Bullet Club just always finds a way to grow on people, right? Like Bullet Club always finds a way. Bullet Club Gold is a hit. Bullet Club War Dogs, just Bullet Club in general. Every time you think they're down and out, they come back. It's alarming how much female talent WWE has that they aren't using. Candace, Piper, Nikki are just floundering. Yeah, there's no reason for Nikki and Piper to not be teaming. There's no reason for Candace and Indy to not be teaming. And then developing a contender from underneath. What the hell are we doing here? Guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Heading down the home stretch here. We are about out of these bad boys. Sam Sharma says, is Punk's belt going to be Collision's world title belt? I don't know what the hell it is they're doing there. Like, he lost to Ricky Starks. What business does he have carrying around a title belt? He lost the match. What's he going to do? Say, well, he didn't win it with honor. Who gives a shit? He lost the match. He ain't the champ. Any chance Finn walks out of SummerSlam as champ? I don't think so. I really don't think so. I mean, anything's possible, but I don't think so. And I don't know the reason of doing that rematch. This is where I'm seeing Vince's fingerprints on stuff. Hey, Sean, where do you see this Lashley story going? Is LA Knight showing up at SummerSlam? I'm positive LA Knight will be at SummerSlam. I'm not reporting that. That's just me saying common sense. They better put him on SummerSlam. But I think Lashley is recruiting some help. It's very clear what they're doing, why they're doing it. It's to put attention and make you go, oh, is this a new Hurt Business? That's what they're doing. I don't know if that's the route that they'll go, but it's very clear they want some help. I just find it interesting that the two people, specifically people want to help him, aren't being used and haven't popped up yet. Sheldon says, to be fair to Eddie Kingston, he was wrestling evil. Need we say more? Evil matches the same, lots of interference, low blows, just boring. I still think him being world champ was a disgrace. I gave it the benefit of the doubt when it happened, but that's where New Japan lost an awful lot of confidence in me. Just a lot of the stuff, combining the titles and then creating a new title and retiring the Intercontinental title and then adding other titles. It was, none of this shit made sense, man. Hey, none of this shit made sense. Catch fan said, did you hear anyone with optimism over Chelsea and Deville as champions to stabilize the division? Not to stabilize the division. There's a lot of optimism about them being champs because like a lot of people like them in general. So that's where I've heard the optimism come. But as far as optimism stabilizing the division, I have not seen anything over the last however many years that that championship has been around that gives me any faith that they will, that anybody will stabilize the division. Just Mass Does Wrestling says, heard ideas of Priest catching in on Hayes.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Thoughts. If Balor wins the world title, I would love to see some stuff where Priest hints at cashing in on Carmelo Hayes. I think that'd be a good idea. How did WWE feel about Cardona with the tag belt? They wanted it reiterated that it was going to, that it was a replica belt. And he talked about it last week in Atlanta. He said, he was like, I'm going to do it. It's on the way. the Raquel plates were still on there at the time that, I interviewed Chelsea too, but I was just told that they wanted it to be clarified. It is a replica. It's not the real one. Any news on Carlito? Haven't heard anything else since he canceled those dates. Haven't heard a peep. Haven't heard of plans for him. Haven't heard of him showing up. Haven't heard of anything since then. And like I've always said, we are about to hit August. WWE signing somebody? I'll believe it when I see it. KE775 says, what's news or what's next for Seth post SummerSlam? Drew would make a lot of sense if they aren't doing something extended beyond Gunther, but I think that Gunther and Drew will get another match. I think it goes to a non-finish and Gunther breaks the record. With Seth, Cody makes a lot of sense. Priest teasing makes a lot of sense. I think they'll probably stretch out the Judgment Day shit. Any word on when the OVW Netflix series will air? I'm hearing like early September was the latest. Early September. And I know they've been working on it for a long time. I want to show some love to Monster Factory on Apple TV Plus as well. Hate that that didn't get picked up because that was a fascinating show. What a great show. Just fantastic. Guys, thank you all so much. I think we've reached the end of the road here. I think we've reached the end of our Humper Chat. So head over to FightfulSelect.com. I'm going to break that news on Dustin Rhodes' contract. Also give you some more updates. Thank you all so much. Listen, the 300th list in your boy is now slated for August 9th. That will likely be an ad-free show. It's what I'm hoping. And we'll sort of just answer all your questions and do all that. We'll reminisce, talk about some stuff. 300 of those episodes. It is insane to believe we are where we are now. When we did the first Listen, Ya Boy, which, by the way, I hate that name. I was fearful for my job. Didn't know Fightful would work and all that stuff. And now it's what I'm going to be doing forever. Chris Bacon Time says, who beats Carmelo Hayes for the NXT title and when? I don't hate the Damian Priest idea. When I think, so there are certain champions that I look at and you'll have heard me say the answer is TBA. And it's when they find a person that fits in that spot. I think there could be like a feel-good Wesley story down the line. If Gable takes to this really well, it could be Gable Stevenson. Like they could try to Brock him. I think it could be Gable Stevenson if he has a good showing. Really do. Think if we get some of the all-in card tonight or any of it, hints of it. Yeah, I think we absolutely will. I think that they're starting the build to that. I don't think it's going to be Trick Williams doing the Carmelo stuff. I don't think he's going to beat him. Guys, please leave a thumbs up on this video. I would greatly appreciate that. Please subscribe. We are less than 1,500 away from 100,000. Until next time, guys, we're out.